Blog Talk Radio.
First, leaving off days, we give honor and glory to the Almighty God. We give thanks for our overseer, Apostle Sharon Green. You can follow this teaching every Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. To hear more from this minister, you may call 760-283-4637. We also meet at a telephone, a conference line, every Tuesday at 6 o'clock p.m. That number is, if you want to get in, is 559-546-1100. And the passcode you have to use this in order to get in as well is 956-755 and then the pound sign. Okay? If you desire prayer, and you may call Minister Ashley at 772-626-1102. Thanks for listening, and hope you will enjoy the ride in the word of the Lord. I am truly your Minister Ashley. God bless. Let us pray. Righteous and eternal Father, the great Jehovah, the mighty God, the true vine, the true and living God, the one and only. Lord, we come before you. We thank you. We thank you for your word, because your word is power and you are awesome. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can think or understand, a great word that is in us will stay in us, and we will live by the word. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for this opportunity today, and I just want to welcome you another evening, at the Thursday evening, with the word of God, and that you may enjoy it, and that it may actually change something in your life, and that you may always remember your master. Yes. So let us get into the word right now. I just want to share this with you before. The Bible says that Jesus is the very word of God. So when you declare the scripture in your life, like reading them, talk about them, share it with others, and whatsoever problem it may be, it comes in because it says and to say you are literally into your circumstances. So get in it and read it and get into them. They will change your situation. That means you are declaring victory through the power of the cross. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, last week we were talking about Solomon and according to chapter Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and we were talking about the things that are happening in season, and they are not one thing all along. They are changes because they are seasonal. God designed these things that happen in our life. Sometimes we cannot understand them. We cannot grasp the fullness of it is because it's unfathomably and for human self. For our human self cannot understand the spiritual path of God, where God do. And in fact, God is in control, and because he is in control, then there is no way. There is no way you can figure God. And if we try to do that, we are actually chasing the wind. Glory to God. We are chasing the wind. It's like, or you chase the wind, or you fight the wind, or you beat on the wind. It's like a boxer just get out there and fighting nothing and beating the air and reaching nothing. Now, the reason why that is to say is that when God set out, have his design set out, the design will not change. The Bible says, my thoughts and your thoughts, as he was talking to one of the prophets, is not the same. And the Bible says the distance with man thought and God thought is so far that is unbelievable. Which he said, it is as far as from the east to the west, and as far as the heaven, the earth. So there is no way we can. And if we could fathom, then we would have changed some stuff that God have already designed to operate the way it is. Because we are people and we are man, in which we want to do some more and final, get on research and all the rest of what you want to find, or what God up to, how far he is, where he is, and all that kind of stuff. Man, I just want to let you know that God is everywhere. You may can't see him in the natural, but it's the only way you could demonstrate who he is in the natural is like you go back to the scripture, the word of God, where it says Jesus himself that came in him, because he came in the likeness of him. Glory to God. And we are in the likeness, but when we come in the likeness of him, is in the word and the thought, spiritual thoughts. And that would not be in your mind of the sense of in the human knowledge. It would have be up to be within the spiritual sense, in beyond the measure of what we think or what we believe in that sense. Now, we talk about the season, and all these seasons that they not come at the same time, and each one of these seasons versus the other. In other words, if one going straight and one going lean, then you have to think about what else you can do with that, because there none you can do. But there is something that he would said that he would said. He said there. He says here, according to let's get one part of it, to say there is a time to be silent. All right. Now I'm talking to you, so it is not the time to be silent. And a time to speak. Now where am I? I'm right there, time to speak. So I speak. Later, I would say before then, I was silent and I did not come on because it was not the time for me to get on. So the time has come at 6 where I supposed to start to talk to you or speak the word, because it says the reason why the word is so important and so wonderful, time appointed, that as you listen, it's all about you. The word come home to you and to change your use, our say, our imagination, our lifestyle, and our everything. Before we can able to do anything or change anything, first of all, we got to change our thinking. So the season in which of that you have to change, you have to first say, well, boy, I'm going through something which maybe I need a change. That's the first step. And if you want to use the word season, that's the first season. And the second season in which going to be, Oda says, well, I got to do something, and I start to do something to change it. So you cannot use them at the same time or cannot get in the same time, because then they are. That would be actually confusing. But we have to get into it. And the further down that they say, we speak because it's time to speak. You don't want to speak when it's time to, when it's silent time, because when it's silent time, it's going to bring some problem. Because we speak when it should not have been. You ever see some things happen when you try to realize that you speak too soon? And the progress, you've been actually bring it to north because you speak too soon. The reason for that is the season, we step over the season in which we should have been. God, my God, and to all to that season, silent now, because man, you spoil it. Glory to God. It's like the judge trying to help out someone, and someone keep talking and says, well, don't talk now, because it's on your behalf. This is not for you to say anything. This is for you to silent. I saw that a couple of times. And that person, because they weren't silent, when it's time to silent, then they lost the case. So the time when to speak is the time, the appropriate time. Now we're going to get on to say, there is a time to love. What? Now let's say word, the word love. I always look at the word love. It is a beautiful word, and it is a very, very confused word that used in our society, like words in which we may put it, try to put it in context of whatever we think that is. It is place, and it's good to use, but in the same fact that what we call love is not actually love. It may be lust. So lust is not love. And lust is something that you punter after something to get or to receive. Matter of fact, some of them that is necessary in your lives, but we lust after them to get them. It's not love. And if we talk about the other part and we say, well, lust after, then we lust. But this one we're talking about now, if you talk about lust after something, somebody, or love someone, or love something, then you're going to say, well, I love that. I do that, and I love that. But, you know, that word love should not leave out altogether for the word, for God himself. Yeah, yeah, what? Yes. Oh, good. It's a good thing you asked me, because I was going to tell you anyway. Now the root word for love is God. And if the root word for love is God, that is to say, we should have actually leave the word love out of some of our conversation or some of our little queasy love talk. And we may find something maybe much, much, much worthy to talk about love, because when you say love, you're saying God. God is true, for God so loved the world that he gave us the only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Life. Glory to God. And when you thought about, think about that, and I would have said, we talk about life, and the spirit that bring life. According to John 6 and verse 63, it reads like this. It says, it is the spirit who gave life. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I have spoken unto you are spirit and are life. Good God Almighty. They are spirit and they are life. So we get back to that part where for the life through that in which we have. Love, it says, for he is love. God is love. And the time which I've appointed when God to show his love to mankind in a different way and a high way and a most powerful way, because he sent forth his son into the world for us. And that was that time, and that was that season of time when the time has come, this must come to pass. Glory to God. Paul said, thank God for Jesus. And we thank God for Jesus because who had, hallelujah, set us free. Glory to God. And the love, as we say, the love. And I look on the word and say, love is so much about it. And the highest of the highest love. And then you would look at it and say, well, if the word love, the love, which are the both work together, there's a love and hate. And you cannot love and you don't hate. Woo. Hey, ain't that true? Yeah, that's true. That is true. That is true because they all work within the same, one in the opposite way. And it says, and a time to hate. So you love and you hate. Now, if you put those love and hate together, now you will know. I don't have to even tell you. But since we have another little talk about it, let me say, well, if love is of God, and who want to fight God or who are the adversary there would have been used, or we'd have used the word hate because he hates. But then at the same time, if we love, we got to hate in the same thing, in the sense of loving and to keep our love in place, or in the way in which to reinforce it, we have to demonstrate them both. So when I thought about it, if I'd gone to love, and as I love God and God is love, then there are some things to make me function in love. I got to hate some things in order to function in love. Glory to God. So therefore, there are some things that are against the will of God. And so if there are some things against the will of God, then where love is concerned, love would have to put aside, says, well, now I hate those things because they are against the will of God. So for me to keep love strong and powerful in my life, if I have to use, I got to live with the word or with him who is love, and not only that, but he demonstrate love. Glory to God. We may demonstrate love in our way that we may look at it, that we does things, but for the true demonstration of love, he's God. And he demonstrate that at Calvary. You know, I look at the word and get at the word and see how. If according to the teaching and the text in which, if you may get back into the For God So Loved the World, and to actually put some others together and to bring them out, as according to, we have the 2 Corinthians 5 and somewhere in verse 19. And it would have said that God himself who came in the person of Jesus Christ. Yes, my friend. Yes, my brother and sister. Because to wit, that's 19 verse according to chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 19. So to wit, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Good God. Hallelujah. So therefore, he was in Christ demonstrating the world, you and I, back to him, or to him. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. And I just want to just look at that, the word of God. God is good and so good. God able to show us and explain to us, bring it to understanding that we can able to bring that point out. And according to that verse, as I get back to it, it says to it, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not to him putting their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word. Let's get back to it again. And committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now when we are, and as we get on to show us, Lord, where we are, ambassador for Christ, and as through and alone in which we are, as he spoke. But we just don't want a part of it. We just want to get this part out to you because, as I mentioned, that we was. And if you want to get, let's see what chapter, verse 18 says. And all things are in God, who have been reconciled us to himself. Say that again in the 18th verse before I got there. So by Jesus Christ, and who hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. The reason why I never read that before, because I actually quote 19 verse without looking at it, and I just get back into it and say that he was, and we talk about that love and how God demonstrate his love towards us. I believe that he was Christ Jesus in flesh to redeem us back to himself. Hate and love. Let's go back to that little point that I was making there, where it's showing that the Bible says that God is a jealous God. And we look at the word, it's maybe coming to a different context. And if you may look at it, if you love, then there is some kind of jealousy. Well, as I said, he says a jealous God. And therefore, love and that, I may spoil it, this thing, man, because I may leave that for another time. Because according to that, you cannot, if you love you, then you're going to have something there, man, which you're going to say, well, I love someone so much, and something I don't like, something I see I don't like, I'm jealous about it, I'm mad about it because I love. But when you come to think about it, God loved us, and he can be jealous because what? When we do wrong and can't going to serve or to seek another God, and as he said, thou shalt have no other God beside me. Come on. Good God Almighty, thou shalt have no other God beside me? Oh, Jesus, glory to God. So, therefore, mister, we talk about that love in this way that the Holy Spirit bring it to my mind and my attention, how to look at the whole thing and see that then there is a problem. He don't like that when we find ourselves doing something else which is not of him, and it must be of him. So we have that verses 8 and love with eight, that and that which have been worked together. I got to, for me to make love strong, then I got somewhere along the line, I must got to eat some things. Some things in my life are worse in my life. I did eat finally because it would not allow me. I would not be released nor loose because some chain was on my ankle. And because I was bound by the chain, I ate the chain until when I reached to the place that love of God reaches me, or God, who is love, reaches my heart and change my heart from the bad to the good, from the ache to the love. Glory to God. Oh, blessed the name of Jesus. And so within the same sense, we have to understand that love conquered it all. And regardless where you are, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, the love that is in the Word, you will find God in the Word. The love in the Word, the power in the Word. The power of the Word will save you. The power of the Word will change you. The power of the Word will demonstrate your life in another way, in the highest of the highest way, in which you will amaze to see and know that your name has been changed. Oh, my God, what am I talking about? Now, your past, you know, some things that you're going through, you should have been going through, and say, boy, when I was like that, that wouldn't happen to me when I was who I was, and now I am who I am. Man, those things would have never passed, but now you're changed from one to the other. And there you find that there is a change. And, of course, if you want to give your name for a different name, you just say, ah, Mr. Change. Good God Almighty. I just want to say to you, beloved, be strong, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Give your hearts and mind to the Lord, okay? Give your mind to the Lord. Give him everything, and your life will be all right. You will find joy. You will find peace in him. And I just want to say peace to you. Glory to God. And may God bless you richly. And saying that, Minister Ashley, say goodbye next week, same time, same place, in the lovely, beautiful, awesome name, Jesus the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.